Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
And welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you're listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show on vividlife.me. And a special thanks to the founder and creator of Vivid Life, Shane Travis. He created this fantastic platform at vividlife.me where you can listen in on thought-provoking and interesting conversations on the radio every single day and read all of these fantastic articles with spiritual teachers and visionaries and health experts from all over the world. So check out vividlife.me, and we're so grateful for this opportunity. So thank you, Shane Travis. So a quick intro to the Celebrate Your Life radio show for those of you joining us for the first time. I am one of the co-creators of a spiritual organization called Mishka Productions. And Mishka Productions creates events with the world's top spiritual visionaries and great thinkers of our time. And we bring them together in this amazing event we call Celebrate Your Life. And Celebrate Your Life, people travel from all over the world to attend. We have over 20 to 25 compelling speakers and teachers and over 30 workshops to select from. Things from creating your best life, manifesting your heart's desire, to spirit communication. And our guest today, who is one of our speakers at our upcoming event in Chicago, and it's the Celebrate Your Life Conference in Chicago on June 12th from the 15th. And our guest on the show today will be a speaker at the Celebrate Your Life Conference in Chicago, and along with Iyanla Van Zandt and Neil Donald Walsh, James Redfield, James Twyman, Panache Desai, Robert Ajado, Lisa Williams, and the list just goes on. So check out our website at www.celebrateyourlife.org. And remember that .org on the end of Celebrate Your Life, so it's celebrateyourlife.org. And it's such an honor to welcome our guest today because she's not only an amazing presenter, she changes people's love lives in the most positive and excellent way, and she's a very dear and special friend of mine. She's the best-selling author of The Soulmate Secret and Wabi Sabi Love and a million other books, and it's so exciting to welcome to the show today Arielle Ford. Welcome.
Hey, Liz, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Arielle?
I am doing really good.
So how's the weather where you are?
We're having a heat wave. It's about 85 and sunny. Couldn't be better. Very happy.
It's much better than the snow.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a snowbird.
I know. Neither am I. We're the lucky ones because both of us are. I'm in the Southwest and you're in the West West.
Yeah. Yep. So no, I don't do well at altitude or in cold weather.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same way. I like my hot, my heat and hot tubs and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Arielle, so The Soulmate Secret, Wabi Sabi Love, and you're going to be teaching about this at Celebrate Your Life. Can you give us a sneak preview of what you're going to be talking about at the event?
Yeah, so The Soulmate Secret, How to Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction, really began with my story. At the age of 43, I woke up one morning and had this very scary thought, which was, oh my God, I forgot to get married. And just completely freaked out. And I started thinking about, like, how did this happen? And I realized that I had been focusing all my time and attention on building my business, which at that point was really successful. And when I went a little further and I looked to see how I had created this business, I realized I'd been using what back then we just called manifesting. I had prayers and processes and rituals, and I could just make stuff happen. And I decided to experiment and see if I could take all this manifesting stuff that I did so well and apply it to my love life. And sure enough, it worked. It worked beyond my wildest dreams. As you know, 18 years ago, I manifested one of the coolest guys alive on the planet. And then I inadvertently became the poster girl for single women over 40. And everywhere I went, women would stop me and they would say, "Hey, how do I get a Brian?" And I would, you know, sit down with them and share my process. And a few weeks or a few months later, I'd hear from them, "This worked for me too." And before I knew it, it was working for men and women of all ages, all sizes, all income levels, all over the world. And that's what part of what I'll be sharing at Celebrate Your Life is how to manifest the love of your life. Then, after I got married, I discovered something else that was kind of scary. I didn't really know how to be a great wife or a partner. I had zero partnership skills. I was really good at being the boss, but I was not so good at being the partner. And I committed myself to becoming a student of love. And during that process, I learned this fascinating technique that is an old ancient Japanese aesthetic called wabi-sabi. And wabi-sabi seeks to find beauty and perfection in imperfection. And I created ways to first apply it to myself, to find the beauty and perfection in my own many multiple imperfections, and then apply it to our relationship. So that's the other topic I'll be talking about, how to have more fun, joy, and passion in your relationship in spite of the fact that you're not perfect and they're not perfect.
Absolutely. So you know, we talk about, you told a story to us once here in the office. I think it must have been a lecture or somehow all the girls in the office here at Mishka Productions, we talk about your toothpaste story.
Oh, right.
You got to tell the toothpaste story because that's such a beautiful example of wabi-sabi love. I mean, it's just so beautiful.
It really is. So when it comes to toothpaste, I'm a bottom of the tube squeezer. You know, I squeeze from the bottom and then I roll it up and it's all very neat and clean and pristine. And I ended up marrying this guy who is a mangled from the middle squeezer. He just picks up the tube and squeezes, which drives me crazy. So I was always saying to him, "Brian, why can't you do it right? Why can't you just squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom of the tube, the correct way to do it?" And he would look at me as if I were crazy and just ignore me. So this went on for a really long time, and every time I would walk into the bathroom and go to pick up the mangled tube of toothpaste, I would have these dark, evil, negative thoughts about my very lovely husband. You know, and it would make me upset, and I'd get this bad feeling in the pit of my stomach, like, what's the matter with him? Is he trying to drive me crazy? Why can't he just do it right? And no amount of bitching, moaning, complaining, begging changed the toothpaste scenario. So one day I was thinking about, well, maybe there's a wabi-sabi solution to this. You know, what's the beauty and perfection in this grossly imperfect tube of toothpaste? So I held the tube of toothpaste in the palm of my hand for a long time, and I kept just talking to it. I kept saying, what's right about this? What's good about this? There's got to be something good about this. And then I had this light bulb moment, and it was like, oh, my God, I married a man who brushes his teeth. And I was like so excited. It's like he's going to grow old, and he's still going to have teeth because he actually brushes his teeth 3 times a day. And I know this sounds kind of goofy, but from that day on, whenever I see the mangled tube of toothpaste, I'm happy. It's like, oh, Brian brushed his teeth again.
Oh,
so that's
my God.
It's a total wabi-sabi solution. Because what I figured out, Liz, this was not a Brian problem. He didn't care that it was mangled. It was an REL problem. So it was up to me to be personally responsible to change my story about the mangled tube of toothpaste.
Okay, so Jeff, my husband, chews ice, and I can't stand it. It drives me crazy. so when you have something like that that drives you crazy about your partner, it's so silly. I mean, it's insanely silly.
No, but
right?
everybody has stuff like that. I could give you lists of all the stuff I do that drive Brian crazy and the stories he had to make up about it. You're just going to have to come up with a new story. What does it mean that he's chewing ice? He's not. He doesn't wake up in the morning and say to himself, "Well, it's Tuesday, and I'm going to drive Liz crazy today. I'm going to chew as much ice as possible because my goal in life is to annoy her." I promise you that
not
has never
all.
Happened.
He's
you know, he
angel.
Wakes up in the morning thinking, okay, I just want to be loved for exactly who I am today. And what could I do to make Liz happier? That's how he, I know your husband, that's how he wakes up. And yet, for whatever reason, he needs to chew ice. Now, I like to chew on straws, and that used to make Brian crazy. And then he said to me, he said, "I know that you don't purposely want to look like a cow and that you don't want to look gross to other people. But when you chew on that straw, it looks really gross, and it sends the message that you're not paying attention." Now, do I still chew on straws? Sometimes I do, but Brian now takes his index finger and taps the side of his face, which is like a little reminder for me that I'm kind of looking like a cow, and I stop it. Not always, you know. So, and I was doing it unconsciously, you know. So you just have to figure out, like, ask him, what is it that he loves about chewing ice? Does it give him some kind of tension release or great pleasure or something, so you can change your story about it? Or you just may have to negotiate with him. You know, I'll give up doing something that I do that drives you crazy if you're willing to give this up. But there is a wabi-sabi solution in there somewhere.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I mean, you know, when I look at that, you know, of course I think, aren't I lucky? I have this amazing man next to me, and as you said, who your guy brushes his teeth, who has teeth to crunch on.
Right.
Right?
You know, there's things that Brian does that make me crazy, and I know that I could ask him a million times to stop, and he won't, but I always look for what's underneath it. Why does he do it? You know, like, what is it? So I can at least have compassion for it, you know.
Absolutely.
And not want to make him nuts for it. Because it's just the nature of human beings. When you put two people together in a room 24/7,
mm-hmm.
they're going to do stuff that you don't like. So choosing to be personally responsible for your reaction and making up a new story about it is a survival mode. There's only one thing I found that's really hard to fix, and here's what it is. Getting them to put the toilet seat down if they're not used to doing it.
Oh.
Now, luckily, Brian's mother trained him well, so that was never our issue.
Yeah, and
but
Jeff
I know
is the
other...
same way. He grew up with three sisters, and so he...
Right.
All, the toilet seat's always down.
Right, so, but for the women that have it as a problem, there's two things you can do. You know, one is there's a Japanese toilet that will automatically do it no matter what. That's probably the easiest thing to do. Or I had this conversation with love expert Alison Armstrong. She said you have to explain to them why you needed to do it. You know, like when her husband used to leave the seat up, she would say to him, okay, she actually only had to have the conversation once. She said, here's why I need you to put the seat down. I can't stand to touch the toilet seat. It's a really big yucky oo for me because I see it as germy.
Right.
Two, in the middle of the night, I have fallen into the cold, icky water of the toilet, and it has totally ruined the night for me. And three, I don't want to turn the light on in the middle of the night because it will wake me up and I can't go back to sleep. So if you could please, please, please put the toilet seat down, you will be my hero, and I'll be grateful to you forever. And that conversation fixed the problem.
Oh, that's so perfect. I love all these great stories. So we're going to take a quick break. And when
okay.
we come back, we're talking with Arielle Ford, best-selling author of The Soulmate Secret, Wabi Sabi Love, and many other books. She's going to be a presenter at Celebrate Your Life Chicago. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to release past lovers and how to cut the cords and why it's important. And you're going to give us a few tips on that. So I'm Liz Dawn. You're listening to, the Celebrate Your Life radio show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Ariel Ford.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and we're talking with best-selling author of The Soulmate Secret and Wabi Sabi Love, Ariel Ford. And we're having a great conversation here about love and soulmates. So welcome back to the show, Ariel.
Thank you.
And so let's talk a little bit about cutting the cords to old relationships. So talk a little bit about what that process is like and why it's important to do that before moving on, like what that does. How does it set the stage for the next relationship?
Well, you know, whenever we have sex with somebody, we leave invisible energy on them and in them. And they leave the energy on us and in us that we just don't see. I call these cords. A lot of people call them invisible cords. And so in order for a woman to be totally disconnected from an ex-lover, she has to consciously remove these cords. And there's lots of easy ways to do it. So one way is to take a salt bath. And you can either jump in the ocean to do that, or if the ocean isn't available, you can take a container of table salt, not Epsom salt, but table salt, sea salt, something like that, real salt, and you put it in the bathtub, fill up the tub, and then soak for 20 minutes. Then when you're ready to get out and you're going to pull the plug or open the drain, continue to sit there, and as the dirty water is going down the drain, imagine that these cords, these invisible cords, have dissolved and they're going down the drain with the water. Then you stand up and take a long, hot, sudsy shower, shampoo your hair, and dry off with clean towels. Now, that's the easiest way to do it. The other way is you could hire a professional energy worker who knows how to cut the cords for you, or you can make... Probably it's too hard to do over the radio. You can cut them yourselves with karate chop motions. The reason you want to do this is because they are like energetic vampires. these ex-lovers of ours, they're somehow still connected to us, and then you're not really freed up to have new love. What a lot of people notice is after they cut these cords, they'll hear from their ex-lover because they feel it. They don't know why they're calling you. They just suddenly feel compelled because you've disconnected them from an energy source, a power source. And their calling doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't mean you're supposed to get back together with them or that they want you back. Just be prepared that they may call. So that's really the process, and it's really important to do.
Now, what happens if you get married without cutting these cords? Because I never did this before I married Jeff.
You can do it now.
Okay.
You can still do it now. And, you know, there's no reason not to do it. Before I started consciously manifesting Brian, I had known about this process. And because I am a product of my generation, which means I had a wild and crazy sex life when I was younger, I actually couldn't remember all the people that I had played with over the years. And there were a lot. I mean, remember, I was a first-time bride at 44.
I hear you. First-time bride at 49.
Right. So there was a history there.
Exactly.
So I did a 7-day process where I would do this meditation, and I would, using my imagination, I would go inside my womb, and I would see it filled with these green luminous cords that were connected to men I couldn't remember, and I would take an imaginary pair of scissors and cut them. And then on the 7th day, I imagined a golden healing light going into my womb and purifying it and making it whole and new and pristine and preparing myself for my soulmate. So that was my process. I can't believe I'm talking about this. I've actually never shared that one.
So we have to have a vagina cord cutting thing, ceremony.
Well, yeah. Yes, the vajayjay cord cut. There you go.
Okay, so Shane, the producer, is like writing obscene things to me, how he's laughing so hard right now. He's rolling on the floor.
And he doesn't have to worry about this because he doesn't have a womb to worry about. So
okay, so what do men do? Do men do anything?
You know what? I don't know. I mostly speak to women. So for men and cutting cords, I mean, the salt bath will work for anything and anybody. So let's say this is not your issue. You don't have to worry about it. But you've just been in a business meeting where somebody behaved really badly and you feel like you've been slimed by their energy, definitely go take a salt bath. So I take about 4 salt baths a week because there's always energy coming at me from both people in my life and people I don't know. I mean, just walking through a crowded room or sitting in a chair at the dentist, who knows what kind of energy you're sitting in.
Absolutely.
So as a precautionary measure, I like to take salt baths very frequently. There's no downside to doing it.
Now, because I usually do Epsom salt. Can you do just regular,
I've been told by people who know more about science than I do that the makeup of Epsom salt is not the same as table salt or sea salt. So for getting rid of the energy and cutting the cord, I've been told not to use Epsom salts.
Or Himalayan sea salt is also really good. Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, I have to do that. The Himalayan sea salts are supposed to be very good. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got about 3 minutes.
Okay. So I would say a container of Morton sea salt that costs $2 at the store is really all you need.
Perfect.
You don't need designer salt.
Oh, wow. I'm going to start buying vats of salt now.
Yeah.
Because I have a gorgeous tub I can just relax in and hang out.
You do have a gorgeous tub.
I love it. Okay, so very quickly, what is the purpose of this? Like, why do we want to do this?
Well, if you're really committed to having new love in your life, you want to give yourself every advantage, which means clearing out the past, making room for the old. Just like when you clean out your closet and get rid of all the clothes that are torn or dirty or don't fit, you get new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get yourself ready for new love. You can't put two energies into one parking space, I always say. So get your space ready on every level.
So get your woohoo ready, ladies.
Yes, that's right.
I love this. Oh, my God. Ariel, it has been such a pleasure to talk with you today. So
thank you.
Any more tips that you can you know, offer our listeners for preparing themselves for love? So we've got the sea salt baths. We've got,
you know, what? It's a really easy process, a soulmate secret, but you have to commit to putting in a little time and energy and money. So if finding love is worth $12 to you, you know, just go get my book on Amazon, The Soulmate Secret. Everything that I did that has worked for me and tens of thousands of others is in the book, you know. And then definitely make yourself go to Chicago in June.
Yay!
To celebrate your life, and I'll be doing 90 minutes on everything I know that you need to do to make it happen.
It's going to be so fantastic, the event. So once again, we've been talking with Ariel Ford. Ariel is going to be one of our featured presenters at Celebrate Your Life Chicago, which is just an amazing experience. I mean, you know, one person sent me a quote one time and said, "Celebrate Your Life is like a slice of heaven." And I have to say that's true.
It is true. I mean, Celebrate Your Life.
Because we bring together all of these amazing spiritual visionaries and teachers all in one place and one time. And it's like family coming together, and all of these like-minded, you know, beams of light all come together. And it's just a joyful experience. So, again, that takes place June 12th through the 15th in Chicago. Website to make your reservations is www.celebrateyourlife.org. Again, that's celebrateyourlife.org. So come and join us. You get to meet Arielle, hang out with her, and bring all your single girlfriends and guy friends, and she's going to teach you all how to manifest the love of your life, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. You've been listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and stay tuned for next week's show, Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you again for joining us.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on VividLife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.